This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Adams County District Attorney says he's worried that the same batch of fentanyl that likely killed five people in a Commerce City apartment is still circulating in the community. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
DA Brian Mason believes the five people who died over the weekend thought the white powder they were using was cocaine, but instead they likely mistakenly took fentanyl, which is usually mixed with other drugs because it's cheaper.
And it was clear that they had taken the drugs and dropped to the ground. It happened that fast. They didn't have time to call for help. They didn't have time to give each other help. And there was a four-month-old baby in another room.
Mason says that baby and a sixth adult survived, and that law enforcement is now looking for the drug dealer who sold the group fentanyl. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Pueblo County officials are backing down on any support for nuclear energy after saying last year that the technology could replace the local coal-burning power plant. CPR's Miguel Otalora has more.
County officials were criticized by some residents last year after saying that nuclear energy was the only way to replace the Comanche Generating Station if it were to close this decade. County Commissioner Chris Wiseman now says they may have spoken too soon.
Sometimes we're wrong. We stepped out too quick on this particular issue. We did not vent the community in the way that we should have, and now we're trying to do that.
He says the county is no longer advocating for any technology to replace Comanche. Instead, he is leading a new group that will consider all possible alternatives. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Snow and ice on the roads could make driving difficult for the next couple of days. The State Transportation Department is urging Coloradans to slow down, especially during peak storm times. Wind gusts could reach 60 miles an hour at some higher elevations, reducing visibility. CDOT says the interstates will be the top priority for their snow plows. The Front Range is getting fairly light snow so far, but temperatures around Denver are very cold and close to zero or below this morning. This is CPR News.